We continue our education prayer focus. Today it's the state of post-secondary adults. Why no degree? So the College Futures partner with Gallup to study why post-secondary adults have no degree. They conducted a survey among three different groups: the ones that are enrolled without a degree yet, in a degree or program but stopped before completing, and those who never enrolled in college. 91% say at least one college degree is valuable, extremely or very. 90% were over age 25. 6 in 10 unenrolled, that's 62%, considered pursuing higher education in the past 2 years. 1 in 4 say they're very likely to enroll. So the number of people that want to be in higher education is there, the desire to be in it. The reasons to do it are good. They believe job opportunities requiring degrees is the number one reason most enrolled, 57%. 1 in 3 without a degree considered stopping out. So 30%, almost, that's 30% plus, were thinking of dropping out. Hispanic students, those who are employed full-time or are caretakers, those three groups are the most likely to drop out because of their commitments. 9 in 10, 91% are confident they will complete their program. Those who are considering stopping, 81% still feel they will complete their program. So Father, we lift up everyone that is considering enrolling, enrolled and considering quitting, and those who are not enrolled, to see some ways in which they can stay in school. Let's talk about those enrolled with outside sources to motivate them, taking less of a course load, doing it longer, getting counseling for those struggling with that course load, the workload, the family life, especially those employed full-time or caretakers. We pray for more cost-effective tuition and supplies available. Better financial options that aren't the kind that give them everything and then expect it at the end and cause it to be even more of a problem. We pray that they have to pay something along the way so that by the time it's done, there isn't such a large deficit when they actually get the degree. We pray for those options at the colleges, that there are more options that more match the employer's needs, vocational ones, and not just information offered. To internships with college pay. More companies would make partnerships with colleges requesting specific curriculum, being on the board of the education so they can say, look, you're not providing us what we need. This is what we need. And that they curtail the education to the needs of the employment that is out there. And we actually pray, God, that they will be prepared for their workplace environment with the type of classes. We pray for other colleges to pop up that meet those needs, that are qualified, that are funded by the government, that see good results and stop the overlaying, overarching, overspending of the government side. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.